So, as you probably know, I've mentioned it a few times, I'm digitizing, I record Looney Tunes every night, like on the Cartoon Network, it rolls, and then I roll through it to see some of my classic favorites I want to make sure my kids see. I want to make sure my kids don't just see, you know, whatever the latest fare is, you know, Hannah Montana or Kickin' It or whatever they watch.
Regular show.
I want them to see some classic stuff that I saw that I remember fondly. And I've always mentioned one of these things, and it's the one cartoon I haven't been able to find. You know, the one I've talked about, the flea, who is, in fact, give me some purple, Mino. Okay, that, the flea that's singing Food Around the Corner, and he's giving a lot of problems to the dog, and the dog doesn't want to scratch the flea because his owner, Elmer Fudd, has told him that you'll be getting a bath if I even see you start to scratch at all. So he's holding out, and he won't scratch at all, but this flea is really causing him lots of problems. And I roll an hour a day on this Looney Tunes. Maybe even it's 2 hours.
There's an hour a day of Looney Tunes being televised right now, and I'm not on it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty good. So I'm digitizing all of these.
Love Looney Tunes.
I love them.
What channel does this roll on?
Cartoon
you know?
Network.
Okay.
Weird.
The Break Room sometimes substitute this for Family Feud, if you guys want to go check out some during commercials.
Man, I went in there the other day, and Tom and Jerry were just being cranked in there.
Yeah, Stubby. Brilliant.
I don't want to see your CNN. Not interested in the latest police chase.
That's great.
So I found out why I haven't been able to find this particular episode, and I was so perplexed by it, because I mean, I'm...
the racist ones they've shut down?
Hold on. So I'm rolling through hundreds of them, literally.
They say racist.
Right. The air quotes racist.
Oversensitive
is
society.
It racist.
So the reason I wanted this one, though, is I always remembered, or I remembered as I became a very mature adult, which I am now, that it had an adult message in it. And I found the adult message because I YouTubed it, and I sat there watching it with my kid. But then the thing that happened after that shocked us, and as I then went Wikipedia'd it and stuff, it turned out, oh, this is the reason. This has been yanked from TV. This episode, you cannot find it on TV.
Go on.
First of all, the adult thing that I was looking for that always amused me, that I knew I didn't pick up as a kid, but then saw it as an adult, and I couldn't believe that was in there, is this. So the flea... singing Food Around the Corner, he's chomping, like, takes a piece of skin, puts it in between two pieces of bread and bites down. He's got a jackhammer. He's doing all this stuff. He has all this TNT and stuff, and he blows up he finally sends this dog over the brink.
Right.
And the dog, with his front legs pulling his butt behind, just is going figure eights all around the floor, and he's really just scratching away, like... He's saying, forget it, don't care if there's a bath involved, because I gotta scratch this itch. Yet he's just pulling his junk and butt around the
right.
carpet over and over and over. And that's where we pick it up here, and he'll say the line that I couldn't believe was in there. So now he's pulling himself all around.
Hey, I better cut this out. I may get to like it.
And he looks at the camera and says that, and as an adult, you realize, man, this is a perverted dog. He's rubbing one out on the carpet type thing.
Whoa.
As a kid, it just goes past you. You have no idea. That's why I felt confident sitting in front of YouTube with my 10-year-old watching it. I figured, all right, she doesn't really get what that means, and it's still a funny cartoon. And then, so look here. This turns out to be the reason, Bob, they would not, that they yank this thing from all broadcasts, and according to Wikipedia, it is still available on a best of DVD set or something, classic collection. So watch what, I'm sitting with my little 10-year-old daughter, and here's what happens at the end. So the cat's in there, the cat doesn't want a part of the bath.
No. now I've seen everything.
The cat sitting there watching, now the flea is in charge of the dog or something like that, can't believe what it saw, and pulls out a giant revolver and shoots itself in the head and falls back.
Wow.
And commits suicide to end the funny cartoon.
Just because he didn't want to take a bath.
In 1943, this was deemed acceptable comedy, and I guess probably for decades and decades, until someone was tired or they couldn't get the Redskins' name changed, or we're done with this cause over here, and now they've pointed their gun at, or
if you will,
theoretically at your, they've aimed their, you know, ire at the cartoon, and I guess it's probably a good thing too, because it was a bit. It took me aback as I'm sitting there watching it with my 10-year-old, and the cat commits funny suicide at the end. And do you think that is that over?
I mean, aside from the fact that a cat doesn't have a holster with which to hold a gun, the rest of it seems, well, it hits a little close to home. Are we also going to admit then that pianos and safes should not be dropped on top of people because they would risk harm and certainly would not get piano keys as teeth, but they would actually die if you dropped a safe on someone's head? And at what point can we separate the fact that it's a cartoon where none of this is real? It's just this construct of this false world out there where things happen like that and we're okay with it, and it's not going to make us more likely to kill ourselves if a flea is ever eating a piece of our skin.
Man, it feels way different to me, all those things you just listed, because those things don't actually happen. So people do really,
like,
shoot themselves.
The cartoon
right.
Violence.
So you're not going to have a piano
the road,
fall.
The roadrunner tricking the coyote into the tunnel where a train then basically ends his life, and now he's up in coyote heaven, or perhaps down in coyote Hades. That's fine.
But he's right back.
The second the cat, well, the cat will be back next episode as well.
I don't know, man.
I would say train accidents are more rare and less dark than the shooting yourself in the head.
Okay, but how many cats have shot themselves in the head?
It's clearly a parody. That's a fine parry.
Clearly a parody.
How many coyotes have the umbrella with the help sign?
Here's my advice.
What if they tied one off on their arm and overdosed on heroin?
Dude, I can't take this anymore.
Well, I mean, it's just a cartoon, and a cat would never really do that.
But how many mice in the...
Maybe tied their the noose to the doorknob and...
Right. They can't reach the lemon wedge.
How many mice in the Speedy Gonzales thing were just hammered? Like, they were just drinking in the middle of the day.
One of their very popular
mice
things
don't
is
drink.
The stork that is absolutely a blotto delivers wrong baby to...
Right,
he
delivered
the monkey, or the rabbit, to the monkey family. He's...
I mean, he's...
But over and over, they've done that episode six different times with, you know, they've delivered, I think, the chicken to the dog, or, I mean, they just pick different characters and do it over and over again.
Did you ever get
I'm picking up on a Looney Tunes
hashtag. Hiccups, drunk, Jake. Everyone in the cartoons, they will have the hiccups.
Yeah,
they make...
That's also Monty Python, the guard, had the hiccups the whole time.
The drunk thing used to be more of a... it's cute kind of... there's a town drunk. It's Otis on Andy Griffith. He's the town drunk. Everybody knows. The drunk stork is silly. Oh, he delivers the wrong baby. It's kind of like quaint.
I think I'm on team lighten up for my Looney Tunes. Come on.
But what about the needle, though? There's got to be an end.
You show
somewhere...
me the Looney Tunes with the needle,
okay,
and then we'll discuss.
The cat with the gun may be a little bit over the top.
What about the one where, and they've yanked the
like Ken
old
Frog.
Daffy Duck dressing as a Nazi. They've yanked those.
Lighten up?
Can a frog really do ragtime on like a tightrope for the homeless guy where he's going, hello, my baby, hello, my darling. Like, no, a frog really can't do that.
Maybe, with the top. Yeah, maybe he can.
It's a cartoon.
What do you want to lighten up on the Nazi stuff being yanked?
Or like a beheading.
You know, if they want to freshen it up with some ISIS comedy with our favorite Looney Tunes characters, I'm down.
What?
You are an idiot.
All right, North Korea. Is that okay? Can we do North Korea comedy in Looney Tunes or no? That's off limits? What's wrong with you guys?
Shh. You are an idiot.
Idiot.
All right, it's 12:26. No, I stand for freedom and Looney Tunes. Freedom in Looney Tunes is really what I stand for. That's.
Do you want to start like a movement to get this cartoon back in circulation?
With all the things that's going on right now.
Yeah, like maybe our charity will go all towards that.
I have a chart with the numbers that prove that cat suicides are non-existent and we overreacted and let's make it right. Like, there are no cat suicides. This has not turned into an epidemic because of that episode. It's fine.
I'm not sure the thought is that cats will emulate what they see on cartoons.
Because you know what? Cats aren't watching the cartoons.
Maybe I'm confused then. I beg your pardon. All right, it's 12:20.